This is the Dr. Luciano Padilla Legacy Podcast.
The Word of God. And the more you read this Bible, the more you will know God. And the more you know God, hear me this morning, hear me, the more you know God, the greater your faith. Yes.
The theme for today's podcast is Reaching the Lost at Any Cost. And now, Dr. Luciano Padilla Jr.
One of the greatest needs that we as a church have is a burden and a heart for the lost. We are going to reach out to the lost through every means possible that God would put at our disposal to reach the lost. The lost are those who have not experienced what the Bible calls the new birth. The lost are people that are living outside of the perfect will of God. We have committed ourselves that this year we're going to put as much emphasis as God would give us in sharing the gospel and reaching out to the lost who desperately need Jesus. What does this really, really mean? When we speak about the lost, who are we really referring to? Who are the people that we are directing ourselves to? Because as from God's perspective, as he sees humanity, there's two groups of people. One group are people that have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And because of that fact, they have been forgiven of all of their sins. They have been washed in the blood of Jesus. They have experienced what the Bible calls a new birth. And they call themselves Christians. Followers of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And then there are those who from a distance sympathize with everything you and I represent, but have not made that commitment to become a follower, a disciple, a committed person to Jesus Christ. And I want to talk to you this morning about who are the lost? Who are they? They're all around us. And as I see this from my vantage point, it's people who have not heard among the lost in this world. There's people, it's about people who have not heard the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And some of you might wonder, would that be possible? That there might be people who have never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ? For many of us here this morning, that is almost impossible, you would say. Because you live in America, and we hear the gospel almost 24 hours a day. I know about Christian stations that are on the air 24 hours a day. And we are exposed continuously, either through the radio, either through television, either through the printed page. Thousands of books are published every year. We are exposed to an abundance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I consider that a blessing. Amen. And I believe that one of the reasons why we live in the greatest nation of the world, it's because America has opened its heart, its very life to the possibility of the gospel being preached throughout the nation. And in every state and every county, in every city, in every hamlet, in every village, you're going to find a Bible-believing church. So we're in a country where there's an abundance of the gospel. But who are these people that we call the lost, that we must reach them, hopefully, at any cost? I thought about three categories of people. It's people, it's among the lost, it's people, maybe not so much in America, but it's people who have not heard the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's still nations, there's still cities, there's still villages, hamlets, there's still places where perhaps the gospel of Jesus Christ has not been preached. You might say, well, in 2010, Pastor? Yes! There's people who have never heard that Jesus, the Son of God, came and he lived among us for 33 years and he taught and he did miracles and he gave his life as an offering to save the world. People have never heard that story. The lost are people who have not heard the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see, my brothers and sisters, the Bible simply states that all faith comes, it comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God. And if you have never heard the gospel preached under the unction of the Holy Spirit, there's no way that you can come to an experience with Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So when we are speaking about the lost, perhaps in America, this might be a reality. But I do know that there are places around the world where people are lost because they have never heard that Jesus loves them. Amen. There's people around the world who have never heard that Jesus loves them. Not only does he love them, but he gave his very life, that he was crucified, publicly brought to shame. And in his crucifixion, he paid the price and he atoned, which means he paid in full with his very life for the salvation, for the redemption, for the reconciliation of all the world. Amen. Hallelujah. And that is found in one of the most simplest verses of the Bible that everybody here knows by heart. What is that verse? Huh? What is that verse? John 3:16. Everybody say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that includes you and me, whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. The thief, he said, the thief cometh. He comes to rob, to kill, and destroy. And he was referring to his arch enemy, Satan himself. He says, a thief comes to rob, to kill, and destroy. But I have come. Hallelujah. I have come to give you life. Hallelujah. I've come to give you life and life overflowing. And the word is life abundant. I tell you, once you have an experience called salvation through Jesus Christ, you are going to begin to experience life more abundant. And you should not be satisfied with anything less than what Jesus purchased and bought and obtained for you and for me. The Son of God came. He came to give you life and life more abundant. The devil has come to rob, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come to give you life. Yo he venido a daros vida y vida más abundante. I have come to give you life. Life more abundant. Anything apart from that reality is it's just pure existence. A person who has never had an encounter with Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is not living, he is existing, and he has no experience about what I'm speaking here this morning, about this thing called abundant life. I want you to know this morning, I want you to take this thought with you, that there's people in this world, in our very city, in your very neighborhood, who have never heard the good news of the gospel, and they're lost. L-O-S-T. They might have been baptized in some church. Water might have been sprinkled upon them by some religious leader. But nevertheless, they're lost. Because no amount of water can save you. Whether it be baptism through immersion or baptism through sprinkling, no amount of water can save you. The only thing that can save you is the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And the only way that blood can be applied on your behalf is by you acknowledging the fact that I'm lost, and if I would die in my sin, I have no hope of heaven. I have no hope of eternity. I have no hope of a life beyond this life. Hallelujah. Till you acknowledge the fact that if you would die in your sins, you have no hope of heaven. I don't care how many candles are burned on your behalf. I don't care how much water they might sprinkle upon you. Unless you have, while you had consciousness and you had the ability to make a decision by your own free will, unless you invite Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, you are among those who are lost. And it hurts me to say this, but I must be true to my calling. You have never, ever invited Jesus Christ, the Lord. Jesus means Savior. Christ means anointed. Lord means sovereign. Unless you made Jesus the Lord, sovereign person in your life. Unless you have invited the anointed one who breaks every yoke. Hallelujah. Who breaks every yoke. And unless you have invited Yeshua, Jesus, to come into your life, you are lost. And if you die, there is no place called purgatory. That's an invention of men. But it's not in the Bible. I've been a student of the Bible for over 48 years. Student. Have never come across the word purgatory in the Bible. Because it does not exist. That's an invention of man. The only thing the Bible speaks about is heaven and hell. And heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. I said heaven according to the Bible, not according to my doctrine or my dogma or my ideas or my thinking. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. Jesus spoke about heaven. I said Jesus spoke about heaven. He spoke about heaven. John 14 verse 1. Open your Bible. John 14. I feel like preaching this morning. Hallelujah. John 14, 1 says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Don't let your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust in me. In my Father's house are many, many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there, Jesus said, to prepare a place for you. And I will come back, he said. I'm going, but I'm coming back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going, but I'm coming back. And when I come back and take you with me, so that you also may be where I am. And you know the way to the place where I'm going. The loss that we need to reach. Thank you, Brother Joe. Thank you, God. Bless you. The loss that we need to reach at any cost. Any cost. It's people who have not heard the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Right here in Sunset Park, there's people who have heard, but they haven't really heard. They've heard with their physical ears, but they have not heard with their spiritual ears. Because the day you hear with your spiritual ears, you will never be the same. Never be the same. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, I can guarantee you, and I can relate to this, you had heard the gospel, especially those of us who were born and raised in the church. I heard it till it was coming out of my ears. I heard it, but it did not register. And many of you here this morning, many of you, and I say this very respectfully, but I have a duty to tell you and to tell you the truth. You have heard it, but it has not penetrated. Because the day you hear the truth of God, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us at the Legacy Podcast with Dr. Luciano Padilla Jr. Join us next time as Dr. Padilla concludes his message, Reaching the Lost at Any Cost.